from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. Two Hollywood productions will reportedly no longer film in Georgia in response to the controversial abortion bill signed into law by Governor Kemp this month. A Lionsgate film starring Kristen Wiig and a new Amazon series directed by Reed Moreno have both pulled production out of the state. Moreno, who also directed The Handmaid's Tale, says she won't bring any money to the state as long as the heartbeat law exists. Meanwhile, protesters packed the steps outside of the state capitol yesterday. As GPB Stephen Fowler reports, they were part of a nationwide demonstration against tougher abortion laws.
Abortion bans have got to go!
They hold signs reading Stop the Bans and You, Yes You, Run for Office. 2 weeks ago, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a so-called heartbeat bill, one of the toughest abortion bans in the country. Legal challenges to these laws could take years to resolve, but Eshe Shakura with the group Unite for Reproductive and Gender Equity says lawmakers on both sides of the aisle should be put on notice at the ballot box in 2020.
We will be advocating for the issues. We will make sure that reproductive justice is a word in every politician's mouth and that they will have to address how they will support our people.
More than 50 organizations across the country took part in the protest. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
A federal judge in Atlanta has rejected the state's request to toss out a voting lawsuit. The suit challenges Georgia's current electronic voting machines and seeks statewide use of paper ballots. Among other arguments, lawyers for the state had said that the lawsuit was no longer relevant because of a new law to replace the voting system. Judge Amy Totenberg wrote that plaintiffs have made sufficient arguments to support possible due process violations. A spokeswoman for Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger declined to comment on that. James Hines, an Atlanta police sergeant who used a taser on a woman and punched her in the face during an arrest in front of her four-year-old daughter, has been fired. According to the AJC, an internal investigation into Hines' actions found that the force used during the arrest earlier this month was excessive and inconsistent with Atlanta Police Department training. A lawyer for the woman tells WSB that he hopes the incident will spark change within the department and that the police understand that there will be accountability. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org. That's what we're live streaming as well.